We're continuing in Torah Ayin Beis, Likutei Moran Tanina, from where we left off last week. We'll give a two-minute review of the paragraph that we did this past week, and we're going to continue from there. Rav Enizal begins this Torah, this chapter, by saying that to see a tzaddik, to go to see a tzaddik emes, just to see him alone, is a very, very great item. Especially if a person is zeicha to hear words of Torah from his mouth, that certainly is better and more important. But there's no question at all that even without hearing any divrei Torah from him at all, the seeing of the tzaddik alone is also very, very good, because Rav Enizal says, when a person gets to see a tzaddik, and the tzaddik sees him, that alone is a way where the tzaddik transmits to the person gedula, greatness. When a person goes to see a tzaddik, and the tzaddik sees the person, through that process alone, there is transmitted gedula, greatness, to the person. And Rav Enizal is going to explain this very, very well in this chapter. First, Rav Enizal says, how do we define gedula? This greatness that the tzaddik transmits to the person, what is this greatness? This greatness is shiflus, true humbleness, to really, really feel low, to understand how low you are. And Rav Enizal proves this from a Gemara, where the Gemara says about Hashem, that when we discuss the greatness of Hashem, right in middle of the greatness of Hashem is Hashem's anova, Hashem's modesty and humbleness. And Rav Enizal went on to explain that in Olam Haba, in Gan Eden, the only part of a person that's going to be privileged to participate and to enjoy the pleasures of Gan Eden is only going to be the humbleness of the person. And Rav Enizal explained why. The reason is because Gan Eden, paradise, Olam Haba, is something spiritual, completely spiritual. Something that's completely spiritual, a physical item can't really enjoy, can't really participate in. So if a person is something, if a person looks at himself as being something, something that's physical, something that takes up so much space, such an area, weighs so many pounds, etc., etc., that type of item can't really have an association with something that's completely spiritual. So if that's the case, how is it conceivable to say that a human being is going to have something to do with Gan Eden, with Olam Haba? The answer is, a human being is given the power to be able to transform himself into something spiritual. What is that power? Anova, humbleness, modesty, where a person really, really convinces himself 100% and comes to a realization that he is nothing. If I am nothing, nothing has no boundary. Nothing takes up zero space. Nothing can function within Gan Eden, which is also Nachla B'li Mitzorim. It's something that has no boundaries at all, no tzimtzum whatsoever, no gvul. And this is, in brief and short, what we discussed last week. Last week we said much more about it. This is a summary. We're going to continue from here. We're up to the second paragraph, and now we're going to try to cover ground. So if possible, avoid questions until we cover a major chunk. We're not going to finish the Torah tonight. We have probably a week or two more, but we're going to cover some ground now. We're going to cover a lot of interesting items. Rav Enizal says, Veda, and you should know, Shekol echod v'echod, that each and every individual, Lefi hisnoitetzus hamoichin shaloi, according to how much his brain is alive and clicking away and shining, kein zeiche lekabel gedula. That's what determines to what degree he's able to receive this gedula, this greatness that we said that the tzaddik shines into him by seeing the tzaddik. Bebechinas, as the pasuk says, where do we see a connection between the meichin, the brain of the person working, being busy, working, shining, and gedula, greatness? Rav Enizal says, Bebechinas melech osur borohotim. There's a pasuk in Shir HaShirim where it refers to Hashem as a king that's tied up with straps. And the Tikkuni Zohar says, Borehite Meichen, with the straps of the mind. The word Rehiten means straps. The Zohar HaKadosh says this refers to the tefillin. Hashem Aleihem Yichyu. There's a pasuk, Hashem is upon them and they're alive. The Gemara says this refers to Elu Tefillin Sheberosh. This refers to the tefillin which is called Chaim. When a person puts on tefillin, the straps of the tefillin represent binding Hashem to yourself. You're tying Hashem to your head, literally, kaviyochel, the 21 names of Hashem, the chofal of Askoros that I mentioned in the tefillin, many other items that show the four boxes of the tefillin corresponding, the four compartments of the tefillin corresponding to the four letters of Hashem's name. This is literally being mekasher Hashem to yourself, kaviyochel. So the word rehitin means straps. The word rohit in the Gemara also means to chase after somebody, to run, to move quickly. So Rabbeinu Zal now explains this pasuk, Melech Osur Borohotim Borehite Moichen. The Tikkun Ezer says this refers to the straps of the mind, or Rohit means the speediness of the mind, according to how fast the brain is moving, person's thinking and keeping his mind working. Hainu Shebechinas Hamalchus Dehainu Gedula. This concept of Malchus, kingdom, which is another word for greatness. Greatness is something that's associated with a king. Who osur v'koshur borehite moichen. That's tied up to and connected to and dependent on rehite moichen, meaning the movement of the brain, how fast that person's brain is clicking away. He's thinking, he's not sleeping, his brain is not sleeping. He's thinking fast, going from one, learning new things constantly. He's thirsty, wanting, desire to know more and more and more. Shelefi hisnoitzitzus hamoichin kein mekablin gedula. Rabbi Nezal says, according to how much a person's mind is busy, moving, sparking, shooting off sparks, that's what determines what quantity and quality of gedula, malchus, that person is able to receive. Now Rabbi Nezal says, v'hamoichin v'hadas him bechinas binyan beis hamikdosh. We know that the brain of a person and the wisdom of a person is a concept of the Beis HaMikdosh. As the Gemara says in Brachos, Kol mi sheyesh bo ideya, ki'ilu nivne Beis HaMikdosh biyomov. The Gemara says in Brachos, any person that has wisdom, that has seichel, it's as if the Beis HaMikdosh were built in his time. It's as if he has his Beis HaMikdosh. Because the Beis HaMikdosh is a center of knowledge, of wisdom. That's where Kimitzion Teitzei Seira. The Gemara says the greatest body of knowledge of Klal Yisrael, the Sanhedrin Agdoila, sat in the Beis Hamikdash. That's where the Iker wisdom of Klal Yisrael came forth from. Kideyo Nitein Ben Shtei Oisius, Ubeis Hamikdash Nitein Ben Shtei Oisius. The Gemara there proves the connection between Mikdash and Das by showing that both of them appear in the Torah between two names of Hashem. Ki Kael Deois Hashem, that's one pasuk. The word Deois is in between Kael and Yud Kei Vav Kei, two names of Hashem. And there's another pasuk, Mochein L'Shivtecho Po'alto Hashem, Mikdosh Hashem. The word Mikdosh appears between two names of Hashem. So Mikdosh and Das go together. The Alkein, and therefore, Kol Echod Kefi Moichoi V'datoi, each and every single Yid, according to his brain and according to his knowledge, according to how much he throws himself into knowing, getting to know more about Hashem, getting to know the Torah, learning, the more the person occupies himself with learning more and increasing, making his brain grow with knowledge, Cain who oisek bebinyan beis hamikdash. That person is literally building the beis hamikdash. He learns a new page of Gemara, he put another brick into the beis hamikdash. He finishes a perek of Mishnayos, he put a window in. Each and every single piece of knowledge more that he's adding, he's actually building up parts of the Beis HaMikdosh. Ki ikar bechinas binyan Beis HaMikdosh hu adas kanal. Because the main concept of building the Beis HaMikdosh is the seichel. Is there a big deal about the fact that this building had marble in it and this, that? We have buildings in downtown Manhattan that have marble and windows and this, that. What makes the Beis HaMikdosh unique? the fact that that place was a center of das, kimitzion in teitzei seira. So a yid that's involved in increasing and in developing his own das is literally involved in binyan beis hamikdash. Rabbi Nizal says, "V'yesh mi sheyesh loy moyach mohir v'charif." There are people who have minds that are fast and sharp, v'hu oisek tomid lahagdil moychei v'datoi, and he's constantly working at increasing his brain and his knowledge. Shehu bechinas oisek b'binyan beis hamikdash. This person's involved in building the beis hamikdash. Ukefi hagdolas datoi umoychei kein zeichel lekabel gedula, and according to how much he's growing in knowledge and wisdom, that's what determines how much gedula, how much greatness he's able to receive. As we said, melech osur borohotim, that the melech, the malchus of the person, is tied to and connected to the rehite moichin, the speediness of the mind, how fast the mind is moving in growing and developing and expanding and getting more knowledge, absorbing more. Now Rabbi Nizal quotes a pasuk in Mishlei, where if you look in the Medrash Rabbah and Shir HaShirim, in the beginning there's like 2-3 pages based on this pasuk. The whole beginning of Shir HaShirim is explained on the fact that Shlomo HaMelech, who was the greatest chacham of all of Klal Yisrael, he was the one who was zeicha to build the Beis HaMikdash. Who was not David HaMelech, not Nosan HaNovi, not this one? Who was the individual that was privileged to build the first Beis HaMikdash for Hashem? Shlomo HaMelech, the wisest chacham oid mikol adam ashel pnei adama, the smartest person. So there the Medrash begins by saying that there's a pasuk in Mishlei where it says, Chozis ish mohir b'malachtoi lifnei malochim yisyatzev. If you see a person that's fast at his work, he's busy, he's not a lazy, he's not a schlepper, you give him something to do and he does it slowly, he runs fast to get the job done, lifnei malochim yisyatzev. Such a person will be zeichet to sit before kings, to sit in the presence of kings, meaning he himself will be zeichet to gedula, to greatness, to malchus. Rabbi Nizal says now, ish mohir b'malachtoi zebechinas mishiyesh loy moyach mohir v'charif kanal. When the pasuk says a person who's fast at his malacha, that's talking about a person whose brain is working fast. Why? Where do we see a connection between the malacha and the brain? Shehu bechinas mohir b'malachtoi haynu b'maleches binyan beis hamikdosh. Where do we find the term malacha used in the Chumash? The Meleches Binyan HaMishkan, the building of the Mishkan, that was called Meleches Machsheves. And the whole concept of all the different kinds of work in existence that a Yid is not allowed to do on Shabbos is all learned out. Those 39 acts of Malacha are learned out from the Malacha of the Binyan Beis HaMikdash. So if we see this term, Chozis Ish Mohir B'Malachtoi, being used, obviously we're talking about a person that's fast at the malacha of building a mishkan, of building a Beis HaMikdash, of acquiring this das. His brain is fast. His brain is working fast. Ki melech is binyan Beis HaMikdash shukafi moichai kanal. Because the work of building the Beis HaMikdash is dependent on one's brain, on one's mind, on the seichel. And through this avoida, a person who uses his brain and moves fast with his brain to grow, to really get a lot of knowledge, that person is zeicha to this gedula. He's zeicha to the lifnei malachim yisyatzev, haynu shezeicha legedula b'chinas malchus. Ki hagedula hi kefi hisnoitzitzus hamoyach. Because gedula, greatness of a person, is dependent on the glow of his brain. How much his brain is shining, is sparking, meaning it's active, it's functioning, it's moving a lot. B'chinas, as the pasuk says, melech osur borohotim. The kingdom, gedula, is dependent on this rohotim, this rehite moichin, the whole power of the brain and the speed of the brain specifically. So far, Rabbi Nizal told us that seeing a tzaddik is something that accomplishes a tremendous thing. What does it accomplish? The act of seeing a tzaddik alone, the tzaddik transmits to the person gedula. What is gedula? Shiflus. Now Rabbi Nizal said, fine, Does that mean that every person that comes to see a tzaddik receives the same measure of gedula, receives the same measure of shiflus? The answer is no. Each and every person, according to how much he is involved in using his brain, in learning himself, and doing as much as he can to make that brain function, to move it, to grow, to expand, that's what will determine when he's receiving gedula, what quantity and what quality of this gedula he's receiving. The quantity and quality of the shiflus that he's going to receive from the tzaddik is going to be relative to the amount of the hisnoitetzus hamoichin. Now Rabbeinu Zal explains further. Don't forget, until we get to the end of the chapter, you can't, when we get finished with the whole Torah, you're going to see how everything is very, very elaborated and very clear. Rabbeinu Zal says, V'yesh moyach kloli, v'yesh moichin protim. There is a general brain, a general wisdom, and there are detailed moichin, detailed brains. V'chol ha-moichin ha-protim, he-mekablin mi-moyach ha-koilel. And all the individual brains receive from this general brain, this brain that's koilel, all the brains. Shehu chochom ha-doir, which is the chochom of the generation, the greatest chochom and tzaddik of the generation. He's this moyach ha-koilel from which all the other moichin receive from. V'zehu mailas ha-zoich ha-lirois ha-satzmoyim ha-tzaddik ha-emes. Shehu chochom ha-doir. This is part of the great privilege in a person coming to see the tzaddik emes, who is the chochom ha-doir. Bechinas chochom ha-koilel kanal. This chochom who encompasses all the chachma of everybody. Remember, Rabbi Zal once said, when the Torah describes Shloima HaMelech, who was the greatest chachma of all time, it says, "Vatorev chachmat Shloimoi mikol odom asher al pnei adama." The wisdom of Shloima HaMelech was superior, was greater than that of all people on the world. Rabbi Zal said that some of the Mefarshim say, "What made him so smart?" Now, how do you measure smartness? We know there's a statement in Pirkei Avos where it says, "Ezeu chacham haloimed mikol odom." The fact that Hashem created him and him and him, if Hashem were to put the same brains into any two of us, if any two of us had the same amount of knowledge where one did not know something that the other one didn't know, Hashem would not have gone ahead and created him. Hashem doesn't need you. If I already have this seichel in the world and this person, I don't have to create another person that doesn't have anything additional over this person. So that the Torah tells us each and every single yid has a seichel haproti, has a certain nekuda in the Torah, a dot in a letter in the Torah that's his letter, that's his wisdom, where this is an item that he has and nobody else in Klal Yisrael just about has it. And this is his contribution to the Jewish nation. The only one who is the summary, the totality of all of these nekudos, all of these letters put together, the Gemara says there was one woman that gave birth to 600,000 neshamos in one shot. Who was it? Yocheved, the mother of Moshe Rabbeinu, who was shokul keneged all 600,000 neshamos. Hashem put him on a scale, he was considered equal to the whole Jewish nation. This was Moshe Rabbeinu, this Chochom Ador, this Chochom HaKoilel, whose wisdom comes from Vatorev Chochma Shlomo. The wisdom of Shlomo HaMelech was great. Why? Because Mikol Odom Asher Al Pnei Adama. Because his wisdom came from every single person in the world. He was able to look at every Jew and not push down any Jew, not say this guy's nothing, this guy's nobody. He knew that every Yid is important and every Yid has something to teach me. And therefore he would look at every Yid and he would suck out from him, he would draw from him whatever you could possibly receive from him. And that's what made him superior to everybody. The fact that he was the koilel, he was a composite of everybody. Everybody's chochmas put together. So Rabbeinu Zal says that there is this chochom adoyer. Who is this chochom akoilel? Ki al yidei shezeh hachochom akoilel. Roya oisoy umestakel boy. Rabbeinu Zal says, now, any person that comes to see this tzaddik, and this tzaddik, this chochom adoyer, looks at the person, the tzaddik looking at the person activates that person's brain. It lights up his brain and starts the wheels spinning, starts that person's brain moving. Through the fact that this person's brain starts moving, the wheels start turning. That's how we said the person receives gedula. Because the main gedula was dependent on the hisnoitet samaychin, melech osur borahotim. Period. Why? So Rabbeinu Zal makes a blanket statement. First, he told us, coming to see the tzaddik gives you gedula. Period. What is gedula? Gedula is shiflus. What determines how much of this you get? Your hisnaitis samoyach. Now Rabbeinu Zal says you should know that coming to see the tzaddik, besides the fact that it gives you the gedula, it also gives you the hisnaitis samoychin. When the tzaddik looks at you, his look alone starts that brain moving, starts things happening. How? Why? That's what he's about to explain now. Why? Rabbeinu Zal explains. Ki einayim al shem ha-chochmo nemar. Rashi Kodesh says there's a pasuk in Chumash, vatipokachno einei shnehem, that when Adam and Chava ate from the Eitz Hadas, their eyes were opened. What is pikeach? Pikeach means a smart person. Brains. Pikeach means brains. Vatipokachno einei shnehem. Their eyes were opened up with seichel, with wisdom. Rashi HaKadosh says over there, einayim al shem ha-chochmo nemar, that the eyes refer to the wisdom of a person. Upirish Rashi al shem ha-chochmo nemar, ve'al kenem, therefore, al yidei shezeh ha-chochom, shehu moyach ha-koylel, misnakel boy, through the fact that this chochom, who is the moyach ha-koylel, looks at a person. When he looks at the person, what happens? He actually shines into that person wisdom and seichel. And he activates that person's brain. He starts it up. Once there is a hisnaitzitz samoichin, there's this rehite moichin, then there could be the malchus, the gedula. Then there's this gedula. Rabbeinu Zal explains again why. Ki kol echod v'echod yeshloi eze moyach v'das lefi madregosoi. Because each and every individual Jew has a brain and has a certain level of seichel according to his level. Aval hamoyach v'hadas shel kol echod hu munoch bekatnus ve'enay misnoitzitz. But each and every single's brain and wisdom at times is on a very low level. It's sleeping. It's not shining. It's not glowing. When this tzaddik, this chochom hador, this moyach hakoyle looks at the person, then each and every person's brain, according to what level it's on, it gets a boost, it gets a charge. The tzaddik looking at the person gives him a charge, a needle, energy. Now note, this is a pasuk in Novi. V'hoyu einecho royos esmeirecho. The Gemara tells us that the wisdom of Torah is not transmitted through the ears, through the mouth. It's transmitted through the eyes. A person looking at the tzaddik, just like looking at the Sefer Torah we said last week, looking at the letters give off a light. Oisi ois machkimois, the Gemara says. So too, the eyes of this Chochom Adoyer give off this light, this oyer that activates a hisnoitis samaychen in each person. Through this hisnoitis samoyach, each and every person receives this gedula, which is shiflus, as we said. He receives this humbleness, this modesty, kifi madrega smoichoi, according to his madrega. Ki ikar hagidulo hi al yidei hisnoitis samoyach kanal. Because as we stressed before, the gedula is dependent on the hisnoitis samoyach. So far, Rabbeinu Zal is putting the pieces of the puzzle together. Come to see the tzaddik, very important, because that's how you get gedula. What is gedula? The whole first paragraph was explaining what the gedula is. It's shiflus. What determines what degree, relative to what, you're receiving this gedula? It's relative to your hisnoitis samoichin. Where do you get this Nidus HaMoichin? Number one, from your own using your brain to a degree, but also when a tzaddik looks at you, now we're talking about his looking at you, when he looks at you, he activates your brain, because Einayim al Shem HaChochma, the act of his eyes meeting yours and transmitting something, the Zohar HaKadosh says, on the Pasuk in Shir HaShirim, Meitzitz Menacharakim, Mashkiach Menachaloinois, that this refers to the neshama of a person to which has seven windows in the body. There are seven windows in the body through which the light of the neshama is transmitted and received. The seven windows are the two eyes, the two nostrils, the two ears, and the mouth. Just as in the menorah, in the Beis HaMikdash, you had a candelabra where you had a centerpiece, and then there were two rungs that came out, and another two, and another two. The head of a person is literally a menorah. The mouth, which is the malchus peh, the most important part, is in the center. Then you have the two ears, the two eyes, and the two nostrils, which are inner, outer, and still outer further, that represent these rungs of menorah. These are the plugs into the neshama. Of all of these, unquestionably, the most important part is the eyes. The Torah tells us when it comes to a Jew doing a sin, how does a sin begin? Einayim, the eyes see. The pigama, the Eitz Hadas, how is it brought about? V'chi saivo hi lo einayim. She saw that the fruit looked good, that's what started the whole problem. If she wouldn't have looked, lo yisasuru achrei levavchem v'achrei einechem. The eyes introduce sin. Because the eyes transmit Kiddusha, it's Zel Umazeh. Just as the eyes are the most important article in receiving the light of Hashem and receiving the Kiddusha, so too a person takes it the other way, the eyes could have the most damaging effect, Chas V'Shalom, if a person doesn't have Shmir HaSeinayim, a person doesn't watch his eyes from not looking at what the Torah says not to look at. Now Rabbi Nizal says, now we can understand there's a paragraph in the Chumash that's considered one of the most outstanding paragraphs in the Torah. Why? Because this paragraph was introduced through the Torah through a ger, through Yisroi. Yisroi, the father-in-law of Moshe Rabbeinu, is credited with a certain paragraph in the Torah. Rabbeinu Zal now is going to show us a little bit that we don't know about that paragraph, what that's talking about. Rabbeinu Zal says, V'al Kenan, therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu Olav HaSholem, Shehu Hoyo Hadas HaKoilel, Shel Kol Yisrael, Moshe Rabbeinu, who was a composite. Composite means he included all the seichel of all of Bnei Yisrael. As we once mentioned, if you look at the word Moshe, Mem is 40, Shin is 300. 300 times 40 is 12,000. Times hey, the last letter, is 60,000. 12,000 times 5 is 60,000. And the Gemara makes a point of telling us how big was Moshe Rabbeinu. He was 10 amos tall. The greatness of Moshe Rabbeinu, his stature was 10 amos. Mem times shin times hey times his stature, which is 10, is 600,000. He was all 600,000 rolled up in one. So Rabbi Nizal says, therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu, who was the Das HaKoil of Yisrael, Al Kain, therefore, Al Yidei Re'iyosei Levad, Shoyo Mestakel B'Soich Kol Echad V'Echad, through his look alone, by his looking into each and every single Jew, Al Yidei Zeh Hoyo Yochoi L'Chalik HaGedulo V'Hasroro L'Chol Echad V'Echad Koroi Loi L'Fi Madregas Moichoi. That's how he was able to distribute Gedula and Sroro, greatness and leadership, to each and every single yid, according to how much that person's supposed to receive, according to what madrega he's on. Where do we see this? Where do we see that his look is what distributed this gedula? V'zeh b'chinas, this is why this chapter in the Torah begins with the words, Yisroi said to Moshe Rabbeinu, V'ato secheze mikol ha'om, you will look. It doesn't say you will select. There's a lot of words. This Hebrew language isn't lacking in words. He could have said, V'ato tivchar mikolam, you will select, you will choose from the whole nation, Anshei Chayil, Yirei Elokim, Anshei Emes, Sinei Botza, the Pasuk says over there. That's not what it says. It says, V'ato sechze mikol ha'om, you will look at the whole nation, And through your look, you're going to determine, you're going to distribute greatness. You're going to divide them up into leaders of 1,000, leaders of 100, leaders of 50s, leaders of 10s. V'samtaleim sori alofim, sori mea, sori chamishim asoris. You will place onto them these different levels of leadership. Rabbi Nazal says, V'ato secheze daika. In the Torah, every word is very, very specific. Through the look of Moshe Rabbeinu, that he looked at each and every single person, through that, that caused each and every person's brain to become activated. There was a hisnoitz samoichin by everybody. And that's what determined how each and every one of them was able to receive this gedula according to his madrega and according to how much his brain was moving once it was activated, once Moshe Rabbeinu flicked the switch. As the Torah shows us there, that each one was not on the same level. There were certain people that were given authority over 1,000, certain people that were considered leaders only over 100, certain over 50, certain over 10s. V'zehu, this is what's meant when the pasuk says, V'ato secheze v'samto aleim sori alofim. K'ayidei sheyechze Moshe v'yistakel bo'om. Through Moshe Rabbeinu looking at the people, ayidei ze bi'atzmoi hum meise moisam sori alofim. That's what makes them into leaders of 1,000. Where do they get their malchus from? The malchus is transmitted in the look of the tzaddik. That's what's transmitting this gedula, this authority. K'ayidei histak through the look of the tzaddik, which we said does two things. It disseminates gedula, it gives out gedula, and it activates a hisnaitis samayach. And we said the whole issue of the gedula is going to be determined by the hisnaitis samayachim. So the look of the tzaddik that triggers off this hisnaitis samayachim, that's what takes place at the same time that the gedula is being distributed out. Gedula is being distributed and hisnaitis samayachim is being distributed. And according to how the one that's receiving this receives it, according to how what madrega he's on, which determines to what extent the look of the tzaddik starts him happening, starts him moving, that's what's going to determine what measure of gedula he's going to receive, what measure of shiflus he's going to receive. Rabbi Nazal says, Rabbi Nazal says now, V'gam Moshe hoyo yochoy letzavoish sheze yiye sar elef v'ze sar mea. Also, we find that Moshe Rabbeinu had the power to command that this person should have the greatness of being a sar elef, sar meas. Why? Kaidei histaklusei bohem hoyo yodea hagedulo hamagia lekolechad v'yechod. Because when a tzaddik looks at a person, he's able to understand what gedula that person merits, what gedula that person deserves. Because when a tzaddik looks at a person, he looks into his eyes and the enayim al shema chochma. The tzaddik is able to make a calculation, to get a printout of what level chochma that person's on, what level seichel he has, what level his snaitis is hamoichin he has. Asher kefi his snaitis is hamoyach kein magia lo gedula kanal. Then the tzaddik makes a determination by knowing where this person is holding in his snaitis is hamoichin. That's what's going to determine how much gedula, what title the tzaddik places on him. Is he a sar ho'elef? Is he a sar meyos? What's his status? Period. Now Rabbi Nazal says, V'azai kishemekabel kol echad gedula k'fi horoi lo be'emes l'fi madregas maichoi. And then, when each and every person receives this gedula that he deserves according to his madrega, how? Al yidei sheyesh manhig amit, through the fact that there is a true leader of Klal Yisrael, Bechinas Moshe, who is on the level of Moshe Rabbeinu, sheyochay lechalik hagedula lekol echad koroi lo yadei histaklus elavan, who is on a level to be able to distribute this gedula to each and every person according to what he deserves, azai yoideya kol echod mehasorim v'hamanhigim shel Yisrael lechadesh chidushin do'iraisa kefi horoi lo lefi madregas moichoi lo pochis v'lo yoiser. Then what happens is each and every single one of these leaders is able to know exactly what level of Chidushei Torah he is able to be Mechadesh, not more and not less. A person is able to know exactly what his level is, what's considered too high for him, what's considered too low for him. Because once the tzaddik has established each person in his rightful position, the tzaddik has shown the person what his place really is. Ezehu chacham, the Gemara says, hamakiris mekoimoi. Chacham is one who knows his place, and the chacham hakoilel is the one who knows everybody's place. If he knows everybody's place, then when he's giving them appointeeship, he knows where to put each guy, which slot each one of these people fits into. He's able to show the person exactly what his position is, and based on his position, what his connection to the Torah is, what's considered over his head, what's beneath him, what's his exact place. Meaning that we said that the tzaddik gave each person leadership and authority according to what he deserved. Alkein, therefore, kolechod yoidea lefi gidulosei vehismanusoi, then each and every person gets to know according to what greatness he has and according to what appointeeship the tzaddik has given him. What level, what quality and quantity of Torah he is expected to be mechadesh, meaning, and in front of how many people he's permitted to say Torah, whether he's one that can only darshan in a little shul of 10 people, or he's one that's more worthy to darshan to 1,000 people, or to the entire Klal Yisrael. Because one who is appointed over 1,000 Yidden, dahainu sar ho'elef, one who's a sar elef, who tzorich loymar Torah b'fnei elef anoshim, he's required to say Torah before 1,000 people, v'chein kulam, and so too on all of these different levels. Meaning, again, when we're talking about gedula, manhigus, what manhigus counts? The leadership of being able to transmit the word of Hashem to Bnei Israel. And that manhigus only comes through shiflus. V'hachochma me'ayin timotzei, the Pasuk says. Wisdom comes me'ayin, from nothingness, from a person considering himself nothing. V'chochma koilel was Moshe Rabbeinu, who was onav moed mikol adam asher pnei adama. All of this being connected. Now Rabbi Nizal starts to explain, to elaborate on this point a little. Now Rabbi Nizal says, Ki yesh bechinas ruach bekol echod v'echod. Each and every single yid has a ruach. Each and every single yid has a ruach. Now this term ruach is used a lot in religion. Where does it come from? Baruch Hashem, we were zeichet to have an Arizal who's megala the Torah, who explains words that are used in the Torah to know where and what this is. The Arizal says, one of the first sentences in the Chumash is, V'ruach Elokim merachefes al pnei amoyim. The Spirit of Hashem hovers over the water. Ruach of Elokim. The Arizal says, if you'll take a look at the word Elokim, this name of Hashem, which represents Givura, harshness, which represents Malchus, kingdom. There's a Pasuk in Tehillim where the Pasuk says, Velokim Malki Mikedem. Hashem is my king from way, way back. Which name is used? Elokim. The Arizal says, you'll observe that the name of Hashem, Elokim, Bemilui, when it's written in its full form, the Aleph, when you fill it out, there's a Lamed Pei. It's written as an Aleph, but there's a Lamed Pei that's pronounced, that's not written. The Lamed, there's a Mem Dalid. The Milui of the Shem Elokim is Bigimatria Ruach, exactly, 214. We say the Ruach Elokim, it means this fullness, this filling out of Hashem's name Elokim, Merachefes al Pnei Amoyim. The Milui alone, exactly, because the total thing is 300. The 300 is composed of the 86 of the first letters and the 214. That's this Ruach. The Arizal has a whole beautiful Chiddush on the Pasuk, Zivchei Elokim, Ruach Nishbora. When you break the Ruach, that's Zivchei Elokim. A whole beautiful thing. It's not for now. Okay, so now Rabbi Nizal says, Ki yesh bechinas Ruach bechol echod v'echod. Each and every single Yid has Elokus inside of him. He has heavenliness inside of him. He has a Ruach. V'hamane ko amiti shel kol Yisrael, the true leader of the entire Jewish nation, dehainu bechinas Moshe, we're talking about the concept of Moshe Rabbeinu, who bechinas ruach hakoyler. He represents a ruach hakoyler, a spirit that's a composite of all the other ruchos of Bnei Yisrael. Bechinas, this is written clearly in the Torah. The Torah says that when Moshe Rabbeinu was discussing with Hashem the designation of a leader to lead Bnei Yisrael after he would pass away, Hashem said to him, we need ish asher ruach boy, a person who should have ruach in him. And upirish Rashi, and Rashi HaKodesh explains, what does this mean? Sheyodea la'aloich neged ruchoi shel kol echod v'echod. The leader of Klal Yisrael has to be one who knows how to deal individually on a one-to-one basis with each and every single unique ruach of each and every single Jew. No two yidden are alike. Each and every single yid is different. Each and every yid has a different ruach. The tzaddik emes is ish asher ruach boy, is a person who has ruach. What kind of ruach? A composite ruach of all the ruchos of Klal Yisrael, where he can go one-on-one with any yid. He can relate to any Jew on his level where he's at, because he has inside of him part of that person's ruach. Rabbi Nizal says, as Rashi HaKodesh says there, she'edea lalich neged ruchai kol ruchai ruchai shel kol echod. Ki hamane ko amiti hu bechinas ruach ha-koylel. The true leader of Klal Yisrael is a concept of this ruach ha-koylel. She'edea lalich neged kol ruach v'ruach. Ki kulam mekablem mimenu. Because each and every single Jew receives from this tzaddik, whether it's in an obvious way or in a hidden way. Ki hu bechinas ruach ha-koylel. Because this tzaddik is the concept of this ruach hakoylel. Bechina says, the pasuk says in Yechezkel Anovi, Koy Omar Hashem me arba ruchois boi haruach, that from all four directions of the world will come forth a ruach that's going to shine life into these atzamois, into these bones that were on the mountain at the time that Hashem was talking to Yechezkel Anovi about. So we see this concept of a ruach that's coming from all four ruchos, a ruach that's a koilel of the whole world, that kind of thing. V'ruach hazeh hu bechinas ruach elokim. This ruach is a concept of a ruach elokim, shehu be'atzmoi bechinas hamoichin. That itself is a concept of moichin. Bebechinas, as the pasuk says, va'amalei oisoi, Hashem said to Moshe Rabbeinu about Bezalel, who was the person who was going to be given the wisdom to put together the whole Beis HaMikdash, the whole Mishkan. The pasuk said there, va'amalei oisoi ruach elokim, bechochmo ubesivuno ubedas ubekol malacha. Hashem said, I'm going to be giving him chochmo, tivuno, das, kol malacha. Those are the dalid meichim, corresponding to the four compartments in the tefillin, corresponding to a lot of different things. But note, what's the introductory term? Ruach. I'm going to give him ruach lekim, which is das svun, you know, chochma das svuna and kol malacha. Bechinas hamoichin shem bechinas maleches binyan beis hamikdash. So we see that this ruach elokim is, Rabbi Nizal uses the wording here, that you should know that the ruach elokim is the hainu bechinas hamoichin, is the moichin. Now the question is, what's the connection between ruach elokim, between this elokim and moichin? The Zohar HaKodesh says, you have a pasuk where the pasuk says, Hashem said to Moshe Rabbeinu, when Moshe Rabbeinu came to Hashem and said, how can I talk? Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to send, Hashem wanted to send Moshe Rabbeinu to speak to Paroi. Moshe Rabbeinu said, how can I talk? You know, I'm kvad peh. And we know that the mouth is a reflection of the seichel of the person. The pasuk says, mipiv das usvuna, that from a person's mouth, you get to know what's in the guy's brain. The brain can't speak. How does a person communicate what's in his brain? Only via the mouth, period. So the pasuk there says that Hashem said to Moshe Rabbeinu, mi som peh lo'odom, oy mi yosom ilayim. Who determines who has mouth and who's dumb, mute, can't speak? Excuse me?
Moses was mute, right?
Not mute, but he had an impediment in his speech. He had a speech problem because of the incident where he touched the coal and he put the coal to his mouth, put his hands to his mouth at that time while he still had the coal in it, so he burned his mouth. So he had difficulty with speaking physically, it seemed, although he was the speaker of the entire Klal Yisrael, chas v'shalom to say that he was kvar peh. But there it uses this term, mi som peh, oy mi yosom ilein. the Zohar HaKadosh brings that the word Elohim is a combination of the word Elaim, Aleph Lamed Mem, plus Yud Kei. Yud Kei, we know, always represents the Meichen, the brain. We mention that in Hashem's name, Yud Kei Vav Kei, the Yud and Kei represent Keser, Chochmah, and Bina. The Koitzai Shel Yud is the Keser. The Yud itself is Chochmah. The Hei is Bina. The Vav is the remaining six spheres, Chesed, Gvura, Tiferes, Netzach, Hod, Yisoyim. The last Hei is Malchus. So the letters Yud, Hei refer to the Meichen. That's why the Zohar HaKadosh says, why is man, why are people called Adam? What differentiates, distinguishes between humans and animals? The mind, the brain. The Zohar HaKadosh says the word Adam is three times Yud Kei. Yud Kei represents the Meichen. We know that there are three parts to the brain. In Torah or in Bigashmius. Bigashmius, you have the cerebrum, the cerebellum, and the medulla. These three sections to the brain. In Ruchnius, you have Chachma, Bina, and Das, or Keser, Chachma, Bina, whatever they refer to. Three times Yud Kei is Bigimatria Odom. That's Odom, that's man. Man is the brain. So the word Elohim is this Meichen giving Chias to this Elaim, taking this Elaim and filling it with Chachma, with Sechel, giving the person the power to speak. So Rabbi Nezal says now that kol echod lefi bechinas ruach alikim sheyesh boi, each and every single yid, according to the ruach alikim that's inside of him, shehu bechinas ruach hakodesh, ruach nevuah. These are all the terms that are used in the Torah to refer to this heavenly spirit that exists within a person, a ruach alikim, or a ruach hakod, a ruach of kedusha, or a ruach of nevuah. Rabbi Nezal says kemoikein hu zeicha lechadesh b'Torah. That's what determines to what degree this person is capable of being mechadesh in Torah, bringing forth new thoughts, new concepts in Torah that haven't been revealed yet. Because this spirit of Hashem rests upon the Torah. Bebechinas, as the pasuk says, "Veruach alikim rachefes al pnei hamoyim," that the spirit of Hashem hovers over the water. And we know the Gemara says in many places that the Torah is compared to water. Ein mayim ela Torah, meaning. Shnekras al pnei haTorah, shnekras mayim, kemo shedarsh razal. This means that the ruach alikim rests on the Torah, which is called mayim, water. We mentioned once before that the word mayim. Why is mayim Torah? Why is mayim sechel? Meimei hadas is the term that you find in all the Hasidic Sfarim. Because the word mayim, the yud in the center is chachma. We know that these spheroids are represented by concentric circles. The most important one is in the middle. You have the Yud in the center is Chachma. What comes after Chachma? Bina. Bina, ben arboim lebina, the Mishnah says in Perkei Avos. Mem represents Bina. Mayim is the Chachma, surrounded by Bina on both sides. That's Mayim. Mayim is Sechel Meimei Hadas, this concept of Meimei Hadas. So Rabbi Nezal says, Al came therefore al yedei haruach elikim hazeh, through this ruach elikim, this ruach hakodesh, this ruach nevuah. Al came therefore al yedei hamanik hoamiti shehu bechinas Moshe, bechinas das hakodle, bechinas ruach hakodle, through this manik hoamiti, this true leader, who is the concept of the das hakodle. Who is the concept of the Ruach HaKoleil? She'al yodai misnoitzeit smoichai shel kol echon. He's the one that triggers off this activity in the brain of each and every single yid. She'zeh bi'atzmoi b'chinas Ruach HaLekim she'mamshich l'chol echon. This is the Ruach HaLekim that the tzaddik, that the chacham shines into every person. What is it? It's sechel that the tzaddik is transmitting. Chidushei Torah, Divrei Torah, that he's transmitting, through which he's channeling this Ruach HaLekim that's found in the Torah that he reveals, in the Torah that he's communicate to those that are listening. Ki Ruach HaLekim hu ba'atzmai ha-moichin kanal, because we showed earlier that the Ruach HaLekim is the moichin. That's another name for this moichin. Al kein therefore al yidei zeh nimshach l'kol echod chidushin d'oraisa. That's how each and every person receives Chidushei Torah from this Chacham HaKoilel. When he's teaching, when he's distributing Divrei Torah, and people are listening to it, he's giving each and every one of them a measure of this power to be Mechadish in Torah that belongs to them on their level. Ki Achidushin Doiraisa Heimalidei Bechinas HaRuach Alikim Shehu Shor Al Pnei HaTorah Kanal. The Chidushin Doiraisa are naturally dependent on this Ruach Alekim that rests on the Torah, that comes from the Torah. Shehu ba'atzmoi b'chinas ha'moichim. This Ruach Alekim, we said, is the moichim. Shekol ze nimshach me'hamanhig. All of this comes from the leader, b'chinas Moshe, shehu da'as ha'koilel, Ruach ha'koilel, kanal. Moshe Rabbeinu, who is the da'as ha'koilel and the Ruach ha'koilel. So in this paragraph, Rabbeinu Zal went into a whole discussion showing in terms of how the tzaddik is distributing this power to be mechadish in Torah to each and every one on his level. Rabbeinu Zal started off by discussing the subject of ruach, that each and every single yid has a ruach, and the ruach ha-kelel is the tzaddik. He proved it from Sukkim. Ish asher ruach bo ish yedei la'ach negla. And what is the tzaddik doing? He's shining his ruach into everybody. And what is ruach? Ruach is elikim. Ruach comes from elikim. And this ruach elikim, what is that? It's a spirit of kedusha, a ruach ha-kodesh, a ruach ha-nevuah, that's shoira on the Torah. And when this Maneg Amiti, this Tzaddik, is communicating Torah, Divrei Torah, he's distributing Ruach Alikim to each person. And this Ruach Alikim is the power to be Mechadish in Torah. Therefore, based on everything we've said up until now, each one according to his level, according to his Neitzes Ismaichai, according to all the things we said, is going to receive just the right amount of Ruach Alekim, of Gedula, of Chidushei Araisa, Chidushei Torah, that he's on a level to be Mechadesh, to distribute, and to how many people to distribute it to. So Rabbeinu is all showing, as the Gemara says, that each, the Gemara says, that there were Nevi'im, there were a lot of Nevi'im. There was one Navi who was superior to all the other Nevi'im, like, kom Navi kemoshe. What's the difference? The Gemara says, all the other Nevi'im, they saw Hashem via aspaklaria shena meira. They saw Hashem in a blur, where it wasn't that clear. Kavioch, Moshe Rabbeinu was the only one who saw aspaklaria meira. Ponim el ponim dibra Hashem, clear, crystal clear, no blur at all. Moshe Rabbeinu said, by Moshe Rabbeinu it says, Koi, it says, Zed var Hashem. This is the word of Hashem. By the other Nevi'im, it uses the term Koi Omar Hashem. Koi is like this, approximately, not 100% clear. So the Gemara says that's one fact, that they were on a lower level. The Gemara says you should know that any Navi that received any Nevuah from Hashem only got it via Moshe Rabbeinu. The Nevuah went first to Moshe Rabbeinu, and they got it secondhand. This concept of secondhand. Just like we find in the introduction to the Aseres Hadibrois, the Pasuk says, Vayidaber Elikim Eskol Hadvorim Hoela Lemor. So the Midrash says, that's ridiculous. Vayidaber Elikim Eshadvorim Hoela Lemor. What's Kol? Hashem said all of the following words. The Gemara says this comes to teach us that every single, the Medrash says this, Medrash Rabbah in Parshas Yisroi, that every single thing that any rabbi in future generations would be Mechadesh in Torah, Hashem already gave it to Moshe Rabbeinu on Har Sinai, which means that if a rabbi today in 1986 or in the 1700s, anybody brought forth any thoughts in Torah, the thoughts were coming after Hashem already gave it to Moshe Rabbeinu, it was distributed first to Moshe Rabbeinu, and at some later date, it went from Moshe Rabbeinu to wherever else it had to be distributed.
You mentioned at times that the tzaddik of a generation isn't necessarily the greatest Talmud Chacham of the generation. How does that correspond to what you just said?
The answer is that even though he might not appear to be the smartest one or having the most knowledge, the fact still remains, based on what Rabbeinu Zal is saying, that any chokhmah, any meichin, any shefa that's being distributed to the world is given to him first, and then he distributes it to everybody else. Sometimes it's Bizgalia, sometimes it's obvious, but in the case of Moshe Rabbeinu, he was Rabbon Shilkoi, he taught them Torah in actuality. Sometimes it's Bizkasia. Rabbeinu Zal says that the Tzadik Emes, every single Chacham in the Dor receives from the Tzadik Emes. What about the ones that live 6,000 miles away and don't have a telephone? There's no way in the world they ever spoke to him or saw him. The answer is they're receiving through Tzinoiros, through pipes, hidden pipes, just like the Gemara says about the Beis HaMikdosh, that Shlomo HaMelech built the Beis HaMikdosh in such a way that from the Evan Shasiya, there were pipes, there were things extending out to all the different places of the world, so that all the different climates in the world that could grow every different kind of fruit and every different kind of crop and all, Kol HaNecholim Ha'ilchim Alayam, all of it came together by this Evan Shasiya, by this Beis HaMikdosh that was Kolel everything. That place you could grow pineapples, and you could grow things that could only grow in a Hawaii climate and an Alaska climate and in Middle East and in Northeast, all came together over there. So and was distributed from there. That was the origin of it. So too in the Ruchnius, any Torah, any Ruach Alikim, any Ruach Nevuah that's taking place in the world is definitely originating from this Chocham Ador, from this Chocham Akel, from this Bechina of Moshe.
Also, you explained before the connection that, let's say, Stam Malacha would be Malachas Machshavas.
Stam Malacha. The fact that we see in a Pasuk in the Torah, Choses Ish Moher B'Malachtoi, we know the term Malacha in the Torah is being used to refer to the Beis HaMikdosh, to the Mishkan, to the Beis HaMikdosh.
And related to that, to Malacha of the brain.
Right.
The brain. Would that be, let's say, the Targum last week with the Yosef went into that house, Blasis Malachtoi, the Targum says Chushmana right away.
100%. 100%. 100%. 100%. We'll hold it over. Somebody want to ask?
Yeah. We were saying in the beginning that the concept of the tzaddik that distributes chokhmah to the receiver just by looking at him, in a way actually elevating his consciousness.
100%.
And then Nachman goes on and talks about the pasuk b'tem techazim mikol ha'am.
Right. You will look at the people
through being, a Navi, and then you will give out who will do what. So, I don't understand the connection there. Why is bringing this pasuk? Because, of course, Moshe Rabbeinu knows who to put in what position.
Right.
But at the same time, is he actually elevating? Even talk about the elevation of their consciousness at that point, of their Kedusha.
The answer is, why would it say Vato Sechse? If it was a matter that you will figure out, or you'll choose, or you'll know, there's a lot of other words that could have been used. The fact that the Torah uses the words, you will look and select, there's a significance in the look, that your look alone is going to trigger off everything that's needed for this Gedula to happen. It's going to trigger off the Esnaitzitzis HaMoichin. It's going to trigger off this shining, this transmission of this Chachma, this Ruach Alekim, this Ruach Nam, all of these different things.
They're going to get something that they never had.
True.
They never had.
True. And it's going to be given relative to what they do have. That's definitely a fact. Each one, in other words, are they all going to receive the same amount of this new thing? The answer is no. Each one, according to what he's coming with, according to what he's bringing to the tzaddik is going to distribute to him a package that he's capable of handling. He's not going to blow his fuses. He's not going to give him, if this person can't handle 6,000 watts, he's not going to give him. He's going to give him, relative to the madrega he's on, he's going to give him a hisnoitetzus. He's going to light him up.